Community Regional Medical Center, located in downtown Fresno, is where the poorest of Fresno County residents go for medical care.
The county was providing the services at the old Valley Medical Center, and Community Medical Centers took it over in 1996. For about then, it was about $18 million a year, and providing basically Medi-Cal level services.
For the past 15 years, Community has operated what is called the Medically Indigent Services Program. It offers the basic of treatment, no preventative or wellness care, with most patients seeing emergency room doctors. Those with chronic illnesses like diabetes can go to one of Community's specialty clinics. But Stephen Walter, Chief Financial Officer at Community, says those facilities are so crowded and impacted that many patients will wait until they get sick. Those patients then end up in the emergency department along with everyone else.
We triage patients as they come in. Someone with a heart attack, a stroke, compound fractures from an auto accident, all of that, they're going to get triaged and they get seen quicker. The people that come in with a cough, I don't feel well, that sort of thing, they're going to have to wait until the more critical patients are seen first.
Community, along with many other health professionals, agrees that this is not the best way to operate a medical program.
The program is cumbersome and it's expensive to run, as it's entirely hospital-based.
Kevin Hamilton is an administrator with Clinica Sierra Vista, one of the largest primary care community health centers in the region. At its clinic in downtown Fresno, low-income patients can get a wide range of services.
Justin?
We provide family health care, we provide pediatrics, we provide OBGYN care, and same-day appointments.
Hamilton says as primary care providers, their job is to offer the preventative care that will keep patients well at home and out of emergency rooms. Walter agrees that moving the county's poor into a managed care system would save the hospital money.
That would be the way to reduce those costs, reduce those emergency admissions. The problem is that it takes a change from what we're doing currently to going that direction.
The current contract Community has with the county doesn't provide primary care for the poor. But for more than a year, both parties have been examining ways to improve the current system.
Around November of 2010, the Department of Public Health really got involved in looking at what that meant for Fresno County in terms of opportunity to expand on indigent health care and also to expand on managed care Medi-Cal into the future.
What prompted this reevaluation of the county system is health care reform. In 2014, the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act, often called Obamacare, goes into effect. It will make many more of the nation's poor eligible for Medi-Cal. In an effort to help with the transition, the federal government is offering the state matching funds to set up a bridge program called the Low-Income Health Plan. It would change the way the county treats its indigent population, estimated at about 18,000 people.
It really wants people to go into that managed care environment, focused on the primary care, medical home. There's lots of words for it. But really getting those patients to get that one-on-one connection with the doctor as opposed to going to the ED.
Under the low-income health plan, Fresno County would receive matching funds for the $20 million it already pays Community to provide the care. Some estimates show the county could end up with more than $50 million in funding.
This low-income health program would have provided assistance to additional health care enhancements to the poorest people in Fresno County and poorest and most vulnerable. And that's why we were somewhat very interested in doing this.
After hiring consultants and meeting with stakeholders for more than a year, the county concluded there were too many risks involved in adopting the low-income health plan. During what was a heated Board of Supervisors meeting, Supervisors Debbie Puchigian, Phil Larson, and Judy Case voted to withdraw the county's application.
I'm not in favor of the federal program for
healthcare expansion because I don't see basic personal responsibility as a part of it. But the risk element of this is really the biggest problem.
Supervisors Anderson and Perea didn't support that decision.
Well, the point is community hospital is willing to negotiate. And I think as long as we have an opportunity with funds on the table to provide that flexibility, we should take it.
Why would we vote on this idea that we're not even going to discuss this anymore, we're not even going to look at the options?
Despite the opposition, Fresno became the only county in the state to turn down federal dollars to set up the low-income health plan for the county's poor and the estimated 500 jobs that would come with it.
We were dumbfounded because here's a potential $56 million coming into the community that not only would be able to provide medical services for people who really need it in the community at a much more cost-effective rate than we are currently doing it, but also with the high unemployment that we have in the Valley, the fact that this money could have created up to 500 new jobs, and they said, we're not interested, is just almost beyond explanation.
Chris Schneider says that vote has Central California Legal Services considering legal action. Among other concerns, Schneider believes one of the supervisors had a conflict of interest and should have stepped away from the vote because she works at St. Agnes Hospital.
At the meeting where the supervisors took this vote, Supervisor Case admitted that what the county does would have an impact on other hospitals in the community, including St. Agnes. At that point, we believe she should have declared that she had a conflict of interest.
So, what went wrong? What caused supervisors to withdraw their application for a program nearly all say would benefit the county? First, to get federal dollars, Fresno County would have to end or amend its current contract with Community Regional Medical Center. Under the contract, the county pays Community $20 million to provide medical care to the county's poor. County officials admit it's a sweet deal for them. Fresno County has paid about the same amount of money for more than a decade, while Community has seen its cost go up.
Now we're experiencing costs of $80 million a year.
Another sticking point: what to do about the undocumented aliens now receiving care as part of the county's contract with Community? Federal money can't be used to provide medical services to those here illegally.
It's about a third of the medically indigent adult population that we're serving. And those people would not be eligible, and they are not eligible for Medicare, Medi-Cal, or the LIHP program.
If Fresno County adopted the low-income health plan and still wanted to provide medical services to the undocumented, the county would have to foot the estimated $20 million bill itself.
That's a big piece of the problem, and I'm not sure exactly how we solve that, but that needs to be part of the conversation.
Fresno County Supervisor Susan Anderson also believes there was a lot of confusion surrounding the entire process. She says those studying the proposal believe they had been given direction to look at setting up a low-income health plan without changing the county's contract with Community.
The contract is such a critical piece that you can't do this without looking at the contract.
With so much confusion, Community and the majority of the Board of Supervisors just couldn't move forward, saying there was too much risk involved. But many health advocates say that was no reason to withdraw the county's application.
This isn't something that's foreign to the Valley. Other Valley counties are doing it. They're being successful with it.
The fallout from the supervisor's vote may give the plan a second chance. In a recent letter to Board Chairman Phil Larson, Community Regional Medical Center CEO Tim Jocelyn offered up a solution. Jocelyn's proposal would scrap the hospital's current contract with the county and return control of indigent care back to the Board of Supervisors. The county could use the estimated $60 million in funds to set up the low-income health plan, a primary care-based program administered by provider CalViva Health Systems. Supervisor Perea warned his colleagues that if they don't look for solutions, the inaction could force the hospital to ask to renegotiate its current contract.
I think what we basically are doing is setting the stage for a very weak hand from the county's perspective when community hospital knocks on our door, probably in the very near future, to either renegotiate their current agreement or to eliminate it. Okay, that's coming. We all know that's coming.